the Mayor Brown results were really interesting. The majority of the people that we surveyed are optimistic about the city, but they don't always give the credit to the mayor. There's a feeling that Brown is a mayor who has done a very good job on the day-to-day operations of city government. Taxes have been lowered. They've been kept in check. The roads are cleared when there's a snow. If you go for a building permit, it's easier to get than it used to be. But taking a step back, the leadership seems to be saying we want vision. We want to talk about ending poverty, fixing the schools. And there's a feeling that that's not what they're getting from the mayor. The building is going on all around, and there's a lot of optimism because of that, but it's felt that the mayor may be enabling that development, making it easier for the developers to come in, but he's not the one who's leading the charge.
One of the questions on the survey, do you think Brown has the ability to move the city forward? And as you just said, it's not as if people are giving him, that answered this survey, are giving him the credit that he's moved some of these things forward with economic development as much as they boast.
Right. I mean, this survey is taken in the final year of the mayor's second term, going into a re-election. It's going to be an interesting election season. There's possibly a primary, possibly not. The mayor has a lot of support. This survey, again, this is not a survey of the people of Buffalo, so it's not necessarily, you know, it's not telling us what the people of Buffalo think. It's not an indication of whether, you know, the mayor is going to be successful or not successful in an election. It's focusing on what the leaders from throughout the county are talking about.
And interestingly enough, the city's first black mayor, but yet within the African-American community, he doesn't get really high marks for that he's not doing enough.
The mayor is viewed, the black leaders that we contacted gave Mayor Brown a higher grade overall than the white leaders. Digging down a little further, however, there were certain areas, for example, the black leadership is more concerned, is indicating more concern with crime and with the schools than the white leadership. But overall, there was, you know, concern about those issues from both. There's some statements that within the black community, there's some disappointment that the mayor, the first black mayor, has not done more for the black neighborhoods. However, I think the city's response would be that Mayor Brown is the mayor of the entire city.
The other negative factor to his administration has been his deputy mayor, Steve Casey. That comes out as well.
Yes. Steve Casey is not popular among the leaders of the community. He came out 24th of 25th. We did try to speak with Steve, but he wasn't. He declined comment on the survey, as did the mayor.
Denise, tomorrow we will be learning more about the survey and how the county executive fared in it. What did you look at? What were some of the questions for the county executive in this survey?
We asked very similar questions for the county executive. We wanted people to rate his leadership on 18 different characteristics across the board. You know, everything from vision to how he's handling certain specific items like the bills, lease, and parks, and things like that.
And what were surprising to you as far as the responses and any criticisms toward him?
What was really surprising was the amount of emphasis that people put on personality. Over and over again, we saw respondents replying that his biggest weakness is his personality, that can be a turnoff and that can sometimes get in the way of his goals. Now, on his strengths, he was often seen as analytical and bright and bringing a lot of knowledge to the office that he had from county controller days.
So more of a debate, as you wrote here, debating the issues and kind of an in-depth thinker on some of these things, whereas the personality might not always be there, because it says polling card concedes he's not a backslapper.
Yeah, that is, you know, he said he's not somebody who's going to immediately act like he's known somebody for 30 years when he hasn't, that he's straightforward. He's going to tell people what he believes when he believes to their face. And that came across, I think, in a number of different ways, especially in the budget fight, which was seen as one of his biggest failures from the first year. And we saw that from both, all across the board, people who felt that maybe it wasn't handled the way that it could have been.
And in covering the county beat, when you hear that his willingness not to compromise, do you see that as a reporter in some of these issues that you've covered? And what will happen as he moves on in his administration, because he's still so early into it?
That's a tough area, because there's a lot of disagreement depending on who you're talking about who is compromising. If you talk to the county executive about how he handled the budget, he says, I reached out to the legislators and offered a budget compromise. But when you talk to some of the legislators who had a different view from him, they felt that he came in too little too late, that what he offered wasn't timely enough, and it only came after they saw that he wasn't going to get his tax proposal pushed through.
Jobs in the economy, there's been tough situations at the county jail for years. As we mentioned, the Bills lease as well, the culturals, all those things, did they play into part in answering this survey?
Absolutely. People saw the Bills lease as his biggest accomplishment for the year. But he got lower marks for handling economic development and also for putting forth a vision for the county. And I think that's something that he hopes to turn around, especially as he did his State of the County last week. He was really trying to put an emphasis on economic development and sort of detailing what he wants to do over the next 3 years.
Anything else that stood out to you on his ratings?
One of the things that we hadn't talked about yet was we asked people to rate the county, the future of the county, and does Mark Poloncarz have the ability to move the county forward? And we found, you know, less than half the people thought that Erie County was moving in the right direction, about 45%. There was a lot of uncertainty about the direction that the county's headed, but just about half, a little bit more than half, thought that Mark Poloncarz, the county executive, had the ability to move it forward. So there was a little bit of uncertainty. He's only been in office for a year. A lot of people were taking a wait-and-see approach.
Have you had a chance to ask him for his response to these survey results?
We did. You know, he was okay with them. A lot of the numbers came out average, as you'll see in tomorrow's newspaper. And I think that might have been a little bit of a disappointment, but he had strong reasons for all of them. We talked about the personality aspect of it, but also with the vision. He feels like, you know, he's after a first year, he hasn't had the chance to fully tell everybody about it yet, and he thinks that's going to change and start to turn around.
What about the pure politics in all of this? And you know, when you look at what parties they're from, you think that plays a big role, too, in how these were respondents?
We did look. We asked people to self-identify for a party, and as they did that, for example, for the budget, one of the things that surprised me was that people who criticized and said the budget was a failure, it wasn't just people from the opposite political party. It was also people within his own political party, and that was a surprise.
Yeah, we did see that, I think, across the board with these with the surveys, whether the mayor, the county exec, or the leadership in general. The party was not one of a key factor, and people, it wasn't Democrats thought one way, Republicans thought another.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in, Denise and Susan, for sharing this Buffalo News survey with our audience, and I'm sure they'll be reading about it.
Thank you, Eileen.